I've been eating more just plain old beans and rice, and so sometimes I wonder like if I should go back to the good old Thai jasmine rice, like the Chinese. I mostly buy Japanese rice, and I was at Costco and they gave me this Lucky Elephant jasmine rice. Oh, it was really, I'm just not a fan anymore of the Chinese rice. The Japanese seem to have it figured out. We've got this tamanashiki stuff at home that's so ridiculously good. I know it's evil, you know. Close your ears, big fatty, all you low carbers. White rice, it's the devil. Maybe that's part of my fat bandwagon.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Close your ears.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1519 of the BFO for Thursday, the 21st of November 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my shopping excursion at the Kohl's and some holiday TV. And can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Hello, couponers. Big Fatty, that was you last night. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I was a couponer. I was indeed a couponer on, Tuesday night. Because, y'all, you know, when the hats were over here, they had a picture made. And y'all, it's a pretty good picture of the hats. And I decided that I was going to have some reprints made of it. So I went to the photo mat, which is, you know, there in the shopping center, you know, the little blue house with the yellow roof. And y'all, it's closed. I couldn't believe it. So I was able to make other accommodations, and I got some prints made. Big Fatty, spit it out. I got these. So I decided I was going to get me some frames. I'm going to give each of my brothers one and each of my nieces one, and then I'm going to give the hats one. So, y'all, I went to the Kohl's because, y'all, I'd gotten a coupon in the mail. It was 15% off through Wednesday night. And then if you spent over $30, they were going to take $10 off your tariff. Y'all, I went and the picture frames, I was looking for some 5x7s, and y'all, I couldn't believe it. All the picture frames were half off. Now, you know, granted, they mark them up twice as much as they should have been to begin with. But y'all, these were like $16 to $18 frames, and so they were like about $8, $8 to $9. Anyway, I picked out. I decided to get 5 different frames. You know, that way, if somebody didn't like one, they can. Y'all, that is fried chicken bazooms. Yes, Big Fatty, they've been making you gassy all day. I picked out 5 of them, and y'all, then I was over in the, you know, they always have a clearance area at the Kohl's, and y'all, there was a singular picture frame there that it was marked down to $9.99, and I really liked it. I thought, well, I'll get that for me. Y'all, I got up to the register, and the picture frame I'd picked out for me was marked down again. It was $4.99. The original price was $29.99. Big Fatty, that's a good coupon. So got up there and I paid for my frames, and I used my coupon, and I got my $10 off. And y'all, I presented the girl with my Kohl's charger plate, and she says, "What is this?" She says, "This is just my second day. I've been working. I'm not sure what that is." I says, "Well, that's my Kohl's charger plate." And she goes, "Oh, I hadn't seen one of those, because y'all, it's a brand new looking thing. It's fancy, very different than the old ones." Anyway, y'all, I spent like $32 for these six frames, and that was including the tax, because you know that's how they get you. That's how they get you. And anyway, I did that, and y'all, I looked at the receipt, and from the normal price, I had saved more than $75. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. And y'all, I'm tempted. I'm tempted to leave the $15.99 price tags on them, because you know that's what old people do. They say, oh, did I leave that price tag on? And you know damn good and well they did, so that you think that they spent too much money on you. That sounds just like you. During lunch, y'all on hump day, I went to the Vonsies. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all went to the Vons East, and they had the buy one get one free items from the Hallmark, so y'all, they had the coupons there, so I picked up a couple of birthday cards. And y'all, while I was in the birthday card section, who do you think I saw? Yes, Big Ready, you saw Miss Kitty. And speaking of Kitty, and I also saw his favorite dancing girl, Olive. And y'all, we had the big hug. It was not the dairy case hug today. It was the gift card. It was the Hallmark hug. Biff, you silly. So I got those, and y'all, what was I going to say? Oh, y'all, they had my egg whites on sale. Y'all, the penny coupon was the six pack of the Vons East spring water, so I got that. I got me some chicken bazooms. What did I get? I got my fried chicken, like I said. Y'all, they had the Jimmy Dean sausage on sale. So I got two rolls of that. I got some bird's eye frozen vegetables. Y'all, they had the breaded okra, the breaded frozen okra. Y'all, I've got so much bacon grease sitting around here. I thought I'd fry me up some okra this weekend, so I'm going to use that for that. Yes, be ready. Y'all, I got me a meatloaf combo. You know, that's where they put some ground beef and some ground pork in the same package together, so I'm going to make me a meatloaf this weekend. Beep, Fanny, don't let your meatloaf. I don't know what the fuck that is. Y'all, I got, they had the Garden Solids on sale. Y'all, the good Oscar Mayer bacon. Y'all, you know, it's usually $8.39 a pound. It was two for $9. So I thought that was pretty good. Got a couple of pounds of that. Y'all, the pineapple, which, by the way, y'all, I think that I figured out why we haven't heard from that Kyle in the Hawaiian, y'all. Evidently, it's pineapple season. And he's over there. You know, he is the pineapple princess. And that's why no, Big Ready, he's too busy to call you. Anyway, and y'all, they had the Vons East stick butter, 2 pounds for $5. Let's see, what else? I'm sorry, it was buy one, get one free. Ready, even better. Y'all, I got me a little blue cheese. Y'all, I evidently didn't look old today. Y'all, and you know why? I can tell you why. It's because there's a real old man in front of me, and, you know, I'm sure she compared me to him, and she goes, oh, no, Big Ready's not old enough to get the coupon. Y'all, I spent $69.05. Big Ready, that sounds vulgar. I saved $29.01. Yes, Big Freddy.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Freddy.
Hey, Bart, it's Bacon. I have a tech question. Play the tech music.
Buy a Use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it.
It's technology segment brought to you by Big Fatty Online, the last word in technology.
Okay, I got a new printer, an Epson XP400. And here's my question. How do I print from my Samsung Galaxy cellular telephonic device to this? Okay, thank you.
Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice, and you've come to the right place. Big Fatty has the only information that you'll need on what you need to do to print from your Samsung cellular telephonic device to your new Epson printer. The first thing you need to do is look up the 800 number for Apple. Call them and tell them you want an iPhone, and then go buy one, and then you can print right there to your Epson printer. Big Fatty, that's lovely advice.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Casey in Denver. I was so happy last week when on Thursday's little show you didn't have the squeaky kitty anymore, and then on Friday it was back again. Oh, dear Gussie. The thing is, every time that goes off, all three of my dogs jump up and go crazy and run around the house looking for the toy. Oh, my God. What am I going to do with them? I guess I have to put my earbuds in. Okay. Talk to you later. Casey in Denver.
Big Fatty, I didn't know that the squeaky kitty upset people. Well, I don't know that it upsets people, but it certainly upsets the puppy dogs. Oh well, Big Fatty, I'll try not to squeak the kitty quite as much anymore. But I just love the squeaky kitty. Oh, Big Fatty, look at the squeaky kitty. But Casey, first of all, thank you so much. Yes, Casey, thank you for calling. Casey, I'm afraid Poodle is it. Big Fatty, it's attached to my hand. I can't get rid of it. Casey, you may just have to listen on your earbuds. But Casey, it's lovely to hear from you, and you need to call us more often. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello.
Bacon.
Hello. I'm just getting my beer on, and I was just sitting here thinking, God, how much would I pay? Thinking hydrogen. How much would I pay? Would I pay anything at all? Would anybody else pay anything at all? Would you want to have payment for it? Is even anything that anybody would entertain? I don't know. Just let me say it. I would love it if Conscience, Sassy, and Poodle did a show together. That would be like Christmas, like galore, like Christmas. You know what? There's nothing that could beat that. There's no podcast. There's no podcaster. There's no nothing that could beat that. That would be like the Shiznits times three.
Big Fatty, did she call us the Shitheads? The Shitheads times three? Big Fatty, I don't know if I first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call, and I can assure you that'll never happen. There's just a no, Big Fatty. I cannot share the spotlight. Miss Bacon, it's good to hear that you're getting your beer on, Big. Ready? Speaking of getting your beer on.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
On your line. It's like midnight on Sunday night, Monday morning, and I'm still on my way home from the house. And, you know, it's exhausting being the only son. Because sometimes you've got to help pick up the Grand Hatterina, and it's just exhausting. And next thing you know, we've fallen asleep on their couch, and then we have to drive home. So anyway, I just wanted to call and say that it was just lovely spending so much quality time with you this weekend. Who knew that you could horrify so many people at once when you show up in your full leather with your brooches on it, as you have corrected Big Larry, who said, well, I've never thought I could offend Big Fatty, but I did because I called his little pin, and I said, well, now we know how to get Big Fatty out of the room, quite honest. It's just to offend him by calling his brooches pins on his leather garb. Secondly, I've got kind of a windshield wiper. It's a little misty out here. I don't sense that. secondly, apparently I was a little bit busy, and I can't imagine why, but I missed your 1500th show, and I just want to say to all of your listeners who called in, and God knows we had to listen to all of them, tell you congratulations, and I'm like, they're lying, but whatever, it's more like, thank God we're halfway done, but you're welcome, people, you're welcome, because really, if I hadn't let Big Fatty go, he would have never started his own little show. And then, really, where would you be today? You would have 506 hours by now, less of BFOs to listen to. You would have had those hours of your life back, really. So anyway, you're welcome, / I'm sorry. And anyway, Big Fatty, thank you for all you do. I really appreciate it. Okay, I'm going to drive the rest of the way back to the Chuck Mound now. Maybe I should have a cocktail. I think I have some in the back.
Oh.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Veda, first of all, thank you so much for the call. And it sounds like Veda was getting his vodka on there at the end. Be Fatty. And anyway, y'all, it's true. It's all Veda's fault. If I had to blame it on two people, I would blame it on Veda for quitting the LFC and Mr. Tim Kumar for helping me figure out how to do it. Be Fatty, please. So, anyway, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I got the TV guide today that has the all the Crema specials and all in it. But y'all, one of the things it had in there is the 60 the 60 best greatest holiday episodes of all times. And y'all, a lot of these I don't agree with, but anyway, the Simpsons first episode was also its first holiday special, and Homer played Santa Claus. The Twilight Zone, The Night of the Meek, I don't remember that one. Number 8 was for The Big Bang Theory before Crema. Sorry, Saturnalia. Big Fatty, I don't know what that means. Married with Children from 1987. My So-Called Life from 94. Rankin Bass's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was number 5. I think that should be higher, Big Fatty. Me too. Seinfeld episode from 97. The Cheers episode from 86. The 1966 animated show, How the Grinch Stole Crema. And y'all, can you guess what the number one greatest holiday episode of all times is? Yes, Big Fatty, we can! Y'all, it's true. It's a Charlie Brown Crema. Oh, dear gussy. y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. I've got to get myself ready to go, because, y'all, we got a horror meeting in just a few minutes. Y'all, a couple of things real quick. You know that Melissa the Confused out there in the California, eh? Well, y'all, there's a hurricane, Melissa, and y'all, it's evidently confused too, because y'all, it's just going all around out in the Atlantic Ocean. It didn't know what's going on, so Big Fatty, it's obviously confused. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard old Calvin. Yes, Big Fatty, from the Howdy Do Pancakes, and Calvin, for people that are considering listening to the BFO, what advice would you give?
Close your ears.
Oh, Big Fatty, that's the best advice I've heard yet.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.